Hello, all. Welcome to Sincerely Trish. Do you remember what it was like to be in middle school? Or maybe you can just think of some kids you know, or maybe your own children. It's not always easy to be in middle school. All you want to do is be included. All you want to do is be popular. And chances are, you're going to be left out of a lot of things. You're still a kid, but you're trying to be cool. And maybe you're a little emotional, and you run home and you tell your mom everything, and your mom's mad, and she's going to tell them off. She's going to let that other mother know what their child is really like. But please don't do that. Remember, it's more important to be friends than to be right or to tell somebody off, and you can never take back angry words. And even though you know your child very well, you really don't know exactly what's going on. You want to make sure you're wearing the right clothes. You want to make sure you're in the in crowd. Hey, what's worse than when the teacher says, everybody pick a partner for your project? And you're thinking to yourself, oh no, I'm not getting picked. Or, and we know this, there's no keeping score, right? You have a partner who doesn't do anything and somebody does all the work. There's a lot of things unfair, and we're growing up, we're trying to act cool, we want to be liked, we want to be accepted, our peers mean more and more to us. And today I'm going to introduce you to a wonderful, incredible girl, Colleen Hennessy, who happened to win an award at the Catholic Education Dinner in honor of our daughter, Natalie Matamor Lewis. It's called the Kindness Character Award, and we were really humbled and honored to have this award set aside, and I'm fortunate that I got to speak to Colleen. Now, two things that really came out in her essay that reminded me so much of Natalie is, number one, that she seems to be wise beyond her years and is always respectful. Hello, hello, good morning, have a great day to teachers, to substitute teachers, to the staff. And the other thing is that she enjoys altar serving. And folks, that's one of the huge benefits of going to a Catholic school. If there is a parish attached, your children can be let out of school during a period or two, and they can go and altar serve funerals. Natalie used to love to do that, and she would come home and she would tell me about the life of this man or woman that had deceased. And it really makes me pause to think that added to her wisdom of knowing how fleeting life is and how we should never waste a moment of being good. Well, now's our chance to meet this lovely Colleen Hennessy from the Immaculate Conception School in Allegheny County. All right, so, hi Colleen. I am so happy to meet you. Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you.
I wanted to know, how did you find out that you won the award?
Well, I was at home, and my mom said that my principal, Mrs. Burdick, called my mom and told her about my award, and then my mom told me about it.
You know, you probably don't realize just how many students are in the Diocese of Buffalo, because you're all the way out in Wellsville, and you know how exceptional you are. So again, I want to congratulate you. Are you aware of the impact that you make on others?
Some situations, yes.
So tell me a little bit about your class.
My class, I have 4 boys, 5 girls. We're pretty close.
That's really cute that it's such a small class. I mean, my gosh, you must know each other really well.
Yes.
Have you guys been together since kindergarten?
No, we haven't. Not all of us.
So do you buy your lunch or do you bring it?
I buy my lunch.
Nice. How much do they charge?
$1.50 about.
Oh, not bad. You could have lunch for $1.50, but you got to drive to Wellsville. So there's not really a Catholic high school. People from your school go to Wellsville.
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me an example of one thing that's kind of tough about seventh grade and how you make it better?
this is kind of the age where everyone's going into groups, and I'm starting to realize that and how everyone's not fitting in.
That is so true. Middle school can be really tough, Colleen, and that little bit of including people and encouraging people stays with people forever.
Yes.
All right. So do you have any... Colleen, I'm going to ask you one just final bit of advice for all of us. Do you have any final words?
To be nice, kind, and God wants everyone to be kind.
I wonder if any of us realize the magnitude of all of our actions and how they influence other people. I truly want to thank the Diocese of Buffalo for this award, and I would like to congratulate Colleen Hennessy. Continue on the good work. And I also want to thank you, God, for creating Natalie and letting her be such a beautiful example to all of us. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.